The Future According To, an audio column about future developments in tech, science, society, and culture. Exclusively on BMW.com. This time, the future of trend scouting with Casper Sage.
Hi, my name is Casper Sage, and I'm a managing partner at BMW iVentures. I joined BMW iVentures at the end of 2016 as the first external hire of the new fund setup. At first, I wasn't sure whether it would be a good idea to work for another large German company here in the Valley, as I had worked for ProSiebenSat.1 and Deutsche Telekom in similar functions before. But a good friend of mine told me that the operating model of this group was very different. So I ended up giving it a shot and have not regretted my decision ever since. I think we have built something truly special here at BMW iVentures. I'm originally from Berlin and started my career as head of marketing working for various technology startups. At some point, I came to realize that the ecosystem in Germany was not quite at the level yet of what was happening in Silicon Valley. So I realized I have to move there. Not quite as easy as I had thought, but at the end, I made it, and nothing has been as transformative in my life as this decision. At BMW iVentures, we invest in technology companies that have the potential to shape the future of mobility and change the world as we know it. Unlike traditional trend scouting, we go much deeper in our search for groundbreaking tech. For us, the most important question is, can a newly developed and innovative technology be industrialized? How fast and at what scale? There are many things to be considered. Cost, technical barriers, product cycles, environmental footprint, etc., etc. An idea as such is just an idea. It does not create inherent value before implementation. We're looking for entrepreneurs and teams that can execute and actually drive adoption in the marketplace. It is all about making impact in the real world. In my daily work, I have the privilege to get to know some of the most brilliant minds on the planet. We see thousands of companies every year. Entrepreneurs with very different backgrounds. Some hyper-technical, other serial entrepreneurs with strong operational pedigree. Our job is to find the right team in a certain segment that has the ability to successfully execute and drive change. The reality is that in the early stages of a company, many things can go wrong. Less than 5% of seed stage companies are successful and manage to build a lasting and sustainable business. It is our job to identify the right ones and see the potential even before it materializes. In our search for new industrial technologies, we work closely with our network of experts. Nothing gives you more insight than talking to a real customer slash user. We are fortunate at BMW iVentures that we can profit from the in-depth expertise of tens of thousands of engineers at the BMW Group. In many ways, this is our competitive advantage, our secret sauce, as we can leverage this large pool of knowledge to evaluate new technologies quickly and effectively. We recently, for example, invested in a company called Natural Fiber Welding, which produces an all plant-based leather alternative. When we at BMW iVentures found the company and introduced it to the R&D group, the know-how of our colleagues on chemical processes, material specs and requirements is what gave us confidence in executing the investment. But sometimes we find companies with a certain potential, even if they currently do not fit into the BMW ecosystem. One of the great things about my job is the broad variety of topics that I get to look at. Our core investment areas focus on transportation, manufacturing, supply chain, and sustainability. I personally am extremely passionate about everything related to autonomous driving, robotics, supply chain, big data, digital car sales, and of course, sustainability. We live in an extremely fast-paced time. Where in the past century only small incremental things have changed for the automotive industry, we now see multiple global trends driving change at the same time. First and foremost, electrification has completely changed how cars are being made, opening the door to a more sustainable future. Being able to be part of this is truly exciting. When I left Berlin a little over 10 years ago to move to Silicon Valley, my motivation was to be part of the leading ecosystem where technology breakthroughs are coming from. There are certain aspects about Silicon Valley that make it unique on a global scale up until this day. This has to do with access to capital and talent and the abundance of serial entrepreneurs that have devoted their lives to changing the world, but also the willingness to take risk and try new things play a key role. What has been very exciting to see is that over the past decade, startup communities around the globe have emerged and are growing rapidly. In Europe, for example, we see more and more companies getting funded that are tackling complex technology problems. In Germany, the strong industrial expertise finally finds its way into startups as well. Also, the amount of capital that goes into funding these businesses has increased drastically over the last years. There are still some hurdles to overcome. While in the US, for example, you can sign everything via DocuSign on your phone, in Germany you have to be physically present and sit through a long notary session who will read every single written word of the transaction documents to you. Absolutely ridiculous. Another important difference, in the US, most employees get equity in the companies they work for. This creates identification and a joint interest in the company's growth and success. In Germany today, these are all very complicated virtual share programs, which puts German startups in a competitive disadvantage in the global fight for talent. But with the growing importance of startups for the future readiness of an economy, I'm certain these challenges will be tackled and overcome in the near future. We will certainly see more relevant companies emerging in Europe than ever before, which is very exciting. We invested in three companies in Europe this year alone, Kinexon, HCharge, and Bcomp, which underscores nicely the growing importance. Obviously, there's also a lot coming out of Israel, where we have invested in four companies so far. Moovit, Autobrains, Upstream, and Clarity. Apart from the funding, one of our key value adds is in partnering with our portfolio companies. We help them better understand the automotive ecosystem by bringing the BMW experts and the startups together. Our job is to create clear win-win setups. Given the major technology shifts that we are seeing on a day-to-day basis, I can honestly say that there has never been a more exciting time to work in automotive. Many of these technologies will not only influence our industry, but fundamentally change how things are being made worldwide, hopefully driving us to a much more sustainable future.